Chapter 295, On Prohibition of Shaving a Part of the Head. 1638. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, forbade shaving a part of the head. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1639. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saw a boy, some portion of whose head was shaved, and some of it was left out. He prohibited them from that and said, Shave the whole of it or leave the whole of it. Muslim. Commentary. This order of the Prophet, peace be upon him, was based on the reason that that hairstyle was then in vogue among the Jews and Christian priests and ascetics. This style was also popular with a group which was given to mischief and disobedience. This is, however, permissible in exceptional circumstances. In any case, either one should shave their hair completely or keep them in such a style that there is no resemblance with women. 1640. Abdullah bin Jafar radiallahu anhuma said, The Prophet, peace be upon him, gave respite for 3 days to the family of Jafar after his martyrdom. Then he came and said, Don't weep for my brother after this day. He said, Bring all of my nephews to me. We were accordingly brought as if we were chickens. Then he said, Call for me a barber. He directed him to shave our heads, which he did. Abu Daud. Commentary. Jafar was the cousin of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he was martyred in the Battle of Mu'ta. Although martyrdom is an honor, but even then the bereaved family does feel the shock of the loss. For this reason, the Prophet, peace be upon him, permitted them to give vent to their grief for 3 days. It should not, however, be taken to mean that he allowed them to lament and wail because that is prohibited. What he actually allowed them was the natural weeping which does occur when people come for condolence and speak of the deceased. Such expression of grief is permissible after a period of 3 days also. Therefore, what the Prophet, peace be upon him, had advised them was not in the nature of unlawful but natural. The children of the deceased called themselves chickens, as they were greatly enervated by the tragedy. This hadith has been mentioned here to confirm the validity of shaving the hair of the head, especially of children, although keeping bobbed hair is more meritorious, because the Prophet himself did so. Bobbed hair are cut short and allowed to hang loosely. 1641. Ali radiallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, prohibited a woman from shaving her head. An-Nasai. Commentary. This hadith is also included in At-Tirmidhi, but Shaykh Al-Albani has regarded it da'if, weak. Please see Ahadith Ad-Da'ifa. However, in order to avoid resemblance with men, this prohibition for women will stand. If it is required on medical grounds, then it will be permissible.